This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Excuse me. It's been a very sad week for talk radio, of course. I can't think of too many people. Possibly Paul Harvey. I used to listen to Paul Harvey a lot. That has influenced my industry as much as Rush Limbaugh. So, there's not going to be any replacing him without a doubt. And there's nobody that's going to fill his shoes. He went into an area of rarefied air whereby, using myself as an example, I'm a commentator. I get out there and I look for things that have to do with my preferred topic, and I comment on them, and I share those comments with you. It's a verbal editorial. Limbaugh was a newsmaker. He was an influencer. He was a opinion shaper. All of us try to do that to some degree. But very few of us succeed to the degree that he went. He was able to take it. And rest in peace, sir. I know you always said that that talent was on loan from God, and now you've given it back. And, well, you earned every accolade you're getting right now. Now, it might have been Michelle Malkin, and if it wasn't, you'll forgive me, because of this outbreak of global warming this week has robbed me of the long-term memory, along with my admiration for the wonders of wind energy and powering the grid, who first coined the term squirrels to describe the cynical and often lazy distractions that the Democrats and their media allies so often let loose in order to avoid a discussion of substantial and uncomfortable matters. Squirrels can be large or small. For example, you might not have recognized that the advent of the current wave of identity politics in America was a squirrel. But it was. It was an elephantine squirrel. Maybe, but nevertheless, with its cheeks filled with nuts and a long bushy tail. Or did you not recognize that no sooner were there thousands of disturbingly impolite millennials occupying Wall Street to express disapproval of the way our financial elites were able to blow up the national economy with bad paper, then we began to be regaled for years on end with growing disaffection over white privilege and beset with the other shibboleths of the critical race theory. Squirrels. What dog can resist chasing one? And if you don't want to hold a national discussion on a topic of which your side cannot hold its own, it's best to set loose a couple of rodents or two here and there. For example, if Andrew Sonny Cuomo, the New York governor who played Grim Reaper to thousands of his state seniors, my session COVID-19 patients in nursing homes where they resided, would suddenly find himself under the scrutiny of the FBI. Well, that's certainly not a good look. Democrats have done all they can to pump Sonny up as a potential national figure. When you consider their benches so shallow that they had to present the decrepit and addled Joe asterisk Biden as their nominee for president, Cuomo is what passes for a future ace in the hole when Biden's been put out to pasture, and the Democrats recognize that Kamala Harris isn't sellable to the country even if the dead can be made to vote again in strength. Now, if he didn't offer a future presidential prospect, he would surely be someone thrown under the bus. He's sort of a gubernatorial Biden. A shameless clown, devoid of credibility or competence, who represents everything regular Americans despise about the political class. He is the picture of the coastal elite. His success owes almost completely to his name that he inherited from his father, Mario Cuomo. and his membership in the ruling class club. And he spouts all the pieties of the managerial elite, and he's mastered the art of faking sincerity when he does so. His abject corruption and incompetence in office is easy to paper over. The Cuomos have run so much of New York's middle class out of the state that there are no longer enough of them to ever vote a Democrat out of office. And they have therefore perfected the art of the state level of the weaponized governmental failure that's usually reserved for Democrat machines in the cities. And then there's Brother Frieda. I mean, Chris, you know, he hosts a show on CNN when he's not engaged in pugilism with less than adoring viewers or faking a COVID quarantine. And the management at CNN thinks it's cute to have Frieda interviewing Sonny on its air despite the breathtaking affront to journalistic integrity. Now, that moment of on-air fraternal bliss suddenly lost its luster when the G-Man began covering the set. These things don't really require a squirrel, just a stone face and a shut yap when the public sees them and asks a question that rhymes with, cut the duck. When the G-Men show up and the background music begins to signal that Sonny is approaching the proverbial toll booth, now it's time for the squirrel. And then we come to this, appropriately. Quite a significant hullabaloo recently broke out over a Texas politician's Mexican vacation. Now, they didn't care when Austin's Democrat Mayor Steve Adler was in Cabo San Lucas while officiously demanding that his subjects hide their faces behind a mask. But on Thursday, they descended on Ted Cruz because he was in Cancun. And what was Cruz doing in Cancun? And why would you care? Well, he took his family there because in Cancun, there wasn't sleet in a power outage caused by, in large part, by the utter failure of Texas's power grid to keep up with demand. Somehow, this was a grievous sin. Escaping frozen Houston for sunny Cancun, apparently paying the going rate to do so. Because his fellow Texans are rediscovering Sterno and books by candlelight and the magic of multiple layers of clothing amid the blackouts and the frigid temperatures. It's a sin not to impose that upon your kin, you see, when such an opportunity presents. And now we're but a step away from discussing Cruz's white Cuban privilege. And in case your brain is frozen or you're a Biden voter, I'll point out that nobody, not even the Touched by Angels Hollywood celebrities, filling Twitter with the septic denunciations of Texas's junior senator for his quick evacuation, while they themselves writhe about in the horrors of 75-degree weather in Southern California, none of them really care that Cruz flew his family south. But word went out that Sonny Cuomo needed some cover before the whole country noticed it wasn't just stark incompetence that enabled him to plant so many of New York State senior citizens in the ground, but actual potential criminal conduct. So we needed a squirrel. And it looks like this year that they might find a squirrel somewhere between Houston and Cancun. None of this is complicated. None of it is new. Nor are the squirrels going back into the trees anytime soon, because it won't be long before the Democrats and their compliant minions in the media and the pop culture recognize the urgency of air cover for all kinds of coming disasters. Like the unscientific failure to open schools as parents groan under the strain of trying to survive this COVID economy while becoming amateur homeschoolers. The burgeoning failure of the Biden vaccine promise while Biden purports to have conjured the vaccines out of thin air. There's the fact that Biden is calling a lid on conducting foreign policy and delegating it to Kamala Harris. Oh, gosh. Then there's the looming disaster in China and Iran. The coming crippling shortage in rare earth materials. There's a growing recognition that the Brian Sicknick story, in which the January 6th insurrection narrative has been built, it didn't ever contain a whisper, a smidgen of truth. And on, and on. And this is a problem with squirrels, because eventually the dogs lose interest. What comes afterwards is fascinating. It's going to be fascinating, and not in a good way. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. In 2015, after I had the heart attack and after I got out and I was in the middle of rehab, I would find myself in the evenings after the radio show and everything just bouncing off the walls because I felt like I should be out doing something, moving. And there was really nothing for me to go out and do and move because I was still pretty much in rehabilitation. And, you know, even to this day, I'm still in rehabilitation to a certain degree. But I decided at this point to take on Uber. I wanted to Uber. I only did it one night a week. My primary territory was Greenville, South Carolina. And I would go out and, you know, I was just getting out of the house to where I wasn't feeling like I was just sitting around not doing anything. Now, the problem with Uber is that with Uber, at that time, I don't know what it's like now. I know in California they've changed a few things here and there. But at that time, you were pretty much a contractor. And all Uber was doing was hooking you up with a rider. You were providing the car, you're providing the gasoline, you're providing yourself. You're taking them, you're driving them, you're taking all the risk. All the risk. But Uber had a policy. Uber wanted to be able to dictate to me that I could not carry a weapon, that my passengers could not carry a weapon. Now, I myself am of the firm belief that if, you know, that's a personal choice. Since I was a contractor, and since Uber had no stake in my game at all, while I did question their policy about trying to state to me that I could not carry a weapon while Ubering, I also just promptly ignored that. I couldn't have cared less. I mean, I wasn't doing it to make a living. I was doing it to occupy my mind, to get me back into the swing of things, because for about a year after the heart attack, it's a different, things are different. Things are different, or they were for me. And one time, somebody was trying to box me in, and you know, it was 2015. I was driving a 2015 Ford Escape. It was a nice looking little car. And I was on my way somewhere, and I had somebody get in front of me and somebody to the side, and they tried to box me in, which I made a exit stage left and took a left turn. And I got down and I got turned around. And when they came in my general direction, I had my arms crossed on the hood of my car, sitting, you know, leaning on it. And I had a pistol in one hand, which makes that the third time that I've revealed a weapon as a civilian, and they turned around and went the other way. I had many times with riders where the riders would seem somewhat belligerent, and I wasn't necessarily worried about what they would do with my car or something because I had insurance to cover that, but, you know, can't really reupholster my head. And then I got out of Uber and I just let it drop from my mind. But now we have, coming from News 5 Cleveland, Lyft driver says she fought off two attackers only to be fired from her job. She picked up two fares, one of whom insisted on sitting up front with her, which is a violation of the COVID-19 distancing protocols. He called her the B word and punched her in the face while his accomplice grabbed her around the neck and declared a carjacking, while the accomplice suggested that he use a knife, thus adding the credible threat of a weapon to the violent crime. At this point, she drew a weapon, a gun, and opened fire on both of them, two violent felons. Now, helpfully, Cleveland 19 adds that the two suspects, if apprehended, will face attempted kidnapping and aggravated robbery charges. Lyft fired the driver for violating its no weapons policy, stating, "Our no weapons policy applies when you're doing business as a representative of Lyft, which includes times that you're driving for Lyft as well as times that you're visiting a Lyft hub. The policy then contends that the presence of a weapon may make a member of the community feel uncomfortable." I don't know. I think being assaulted, kidnapped, raped, and or slash murdered would make the driver feel even more uncomfortable. So I'm sorry, Lyft. I got zero respect for your position. This falls under the category of workplace violence. Workplace violence includes not only employee-on-employee violence, but crimes committed by non-employees, like a convenience store or liquor store robbery. This is according to OSHA. They also add taxicab establishments have the highest rate of occupational homicide, nearly 40 times the national average and more than 3 times the rate of liquor stores, which had the next highest rate. Now, whatever countermeasures Lyft had in place, including some sort of safety tool belt that can be used on a mobile phone, this did not prevent this easily foreseeable act of workplace violence. The assailants, in fact, took the woman's cell phone from her so she could not call for help. So even had she been able to do so, while she's waiting on said help provided so thoughtfully by Lyft in the toolkit, she still is in immediate danger of death and or serious physical injury. A Google search on lawsuit and workplace violence is highly instructive. A wrongful death lawsuit was in fact filed against Domino's Pizza for allegedly sending a driver to a questionable address, although the article admits that the plaintiffs may need to work hard to establish liability. While there may be no general duty of employers to protect employees from criminal assault, there are some situations where employers can assume this duty. It is also added that negligent security can be the cause of action against an employer. The driver who was fired should at least talk to an Ohio attorney about whether Lyft has any liability for this experience, this traumatic experience of being assaulted and menaced with a knife, and I think put in reasonable fear for her life while working for Lyft. In addition, and I'm almost certain this has already happened, if this were to happen to another Lyft driver, a very strong argument could be made that Lyft was on record of knowing the danger but failed to take action to prevent a recurrence. And that would be my position anyway. So, when I saw this, I deleted the Lyft app. I don't really know what the story, what the answer to this is. I think probably I'm just going to start driving everywhere I go, including SHOT Show, which is like 2,000 miles away. But I'll just drive myself. I'll be responsible for myself. But to paraphrase General Sir Charles Napier, Lyft, you stand by your decision, I'll stand by mine. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is working hard to get support for his coronavirus relief package. He went to Kalamazoo, Michigan to tour a Pfizer facility. The president says that more vaccines are coming.
Because we work together, we're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for all Americans by the end of July. It doesn't mean it'll be in all Americans' arms, but enough vaccine will be available by that time.
Back-to-back winter storms across much of the country is hampering some coronavirus vaccine shipments. 6 million coronavirus vaccine doses have been temporarily delayed. In Texas, grid operators say most customers have power again and the rolling blackouts are now not needed. This following a week of record cold, snow, and ice that triggered power outages. This is USA Radio News. As more lawmakers on both sides of the aisle call for an investigation into the handling of coronavirus nursing home deaths in New York at the beginning of the pandemic, the state's governor is now taking the blame. Governor Andrew Cuomo said his administration should have provided more information to the public sooner regarding nursing home deaths and that he takes responsibility. He also said that politics played a role in the perception of the tragedy.
We should have been more aggressive in fighting the misinformation.
This comes as Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez joined the ranks of other officials calling for an investigation into the handling of nursing home coronavirus deaths by the governor's administration. This week, the Albany Times-Union reported that the FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn are also investigating. No allegations of wrongdoing so far have been made. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive boosts before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. President Joe Asterisk Biden has announced his intention to come after our guns. Yeah, it's been walked back a little bit, but we all know it's still coming. We can tell when politicians lie because their face is moving. But sometimes we're better off just taking their word on what they say. And if they campaign on taking your rights away, then you should probably believe them. And that's precisely what Biden did. Now, many are digging in for the inevitable fight in Congress, which that's what we should be doing. The only problem is that Congress has revealed itself, for the most part, to be, the differences between the two parties is negligible to me in certain cases. To be sure, on the Republican side, there's plenty of stalwarts that are out there, the Jordans, the Gateses, the Grassleys. And then we got people like McConnell, who completely fooled me there for a minute, and now it won't happen again. So the way to fight this is going to be via the states, the individual states. And some of them are getting ready to fight in their own way. Now, while the Biden administration and the Democrat-controlled legislature are putting forth their gun control agendas, states are passing legislation that provides more choice for gun owners, regardless of what happens federally. And these include permitless carry legislation and declarations of sanctuary state and county status. The permitless carry part is especially troubling for the gun grabbers, simply because one-third of the nation now has permitless carry. Over one-third. So, what do you do about that? Utah and Montana just joined 16 other states that have abolished the requirement for a permit to carry a concealed firearm. also known by what I consider, I don't consider this constitutional carry, okay? Don't get me wrong. The Second Amendment is very explicit in what it means, but that is actually as it pertains to the feds. The states are putting out their permitless carry, which is even more constitutional in my mind. Because the Constitution also tells the states that they can run their states the way they want to. So when a state gets out there and they not only agree with one of the amendments, but they short it up, that's a very powerful statement. Studies have long indicated that concealed carry permit holders are the most law-abiding of population segments, even more so than law enforcement. But it doesn't appear that the permit is what made the permit holder so law-abiding. States that have had constitutional carry for years or decades have remained on the list of safest states, like Vermont, the state of Bernie Sanders, as I roll my eyes. They've never had, until very recently, they've never had any state-mandated gun control since 1791. You could walk around in Vermont since 1791, carrying what you want, where you want, outside, inside, upside down, whatever it was. Further, some states are declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuary states so that the eventual federal gun laws won't apply to the citizens of that state. Texas Governor Greg Abbott recently made such a declaration, and there's so many counties across the country whose officials have declared them sanctuary counties that there's an entire website dedicated to listing them. And this is, that little particular one makes me laugh. Not because it's ineffective. I think it will be completely and totally wholly effective. But I also, this is us using Saul Alinsky. See, the left led the way on this with their immigration sanctuary states, right? Where they look at federal law and say, no, we're not going to enforce it. No, we're not going to cooperate. And how many of them have ever been walked away in chains?
None.
Pro-gun state governments have very little recourse over what happens in the halls of Congress. They can file lawsuits when everything is said and done, but that will only go so far. And as we found out in the election, there's a chance legal challenges won't go anywhere, thus meaning we're saddled with these draconian restrictions anyway. But expanding gun rights at the state level, this is sending a very clear message to anybody wanting to legislate certain things, that not everybody is on board with gun control, something the media is very likely to try to ignore otherwise. And at the end of the day, this is what they can do. And of course, this is a fight we should all be involved in. But there are some congressional battles to come, and we should save some energy for that too. But how should I put this? I'm going to compare this to the ammunition shortage right now. When Donald Trump was elected president, everybody coined the phrase in the gun industry, Trump slump. And you could buy things in the gun industry for a song. The AR-15 market cratered. Everybody had bought so many AR-15s, so many distributors had bought so many AR-15s in preparation for the Hillary Clinton presidency, that when Trump was elected, everybody, the thought du jour was that our gun rights are safe. The problem with that is that we should never look beyond, as we have found in this last election, we should never look beyond the current term. So they were safe temporarily. And when we were, you know, when you could buy a case of 9mm ammunition for $199, everybody out there should have been buying a case a month, whether you shot it or not. Or whatever your caliber was, whatever your flavor is. But we didn't. Some of us didn't. I did. But some of us didn't. And now there's a shortage. Now, when we had everything, which was the first 2 years of Trump's presidency, we did nothing with it in terms of gun rights. Nothing happened. We did try to do, we got things passed out of the House, but Ryan slowed that down. McConnell slowed that down. So now we're in what is going to turn out to be a very ugly fight. And there's a very good chance we may not be victorious in all of these coming battles. But we have to stay resolute and, can, you know, when we get knocked down, we got to get back up, period. People that can carry without a permit, that's growing in certain states, that's sure to infuriate this current administration. And for me, that's a hell of a reason just to pass it just for its own sake. But then there's the huge benefits derived from an armed populace. And that in and of itself is all kinds of a win, too. Crime goes down. Law enforcement, I've consulted with one guy wanting to be a sheriff. And I told him that he ought to make the statement that I understand that, you know, the actual purveyors of law and order are you, the people, the armed populace. You help my people do our job by making our job easier and restricting the opportunity of criminals because they see the specter of the armed citizen. Most criminals do not enjoy the occupational hazard of being perforated if they try to take your car, kick in your door, steal your virtue, whatever it is. They don't like that. So, yes, it's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be fun, and it's going to be very ugly. And we're going to lose a couple here and there. But we cannot be complacent. We need to get on our state governments right now and push them in the direction they got to go. Period. No choices in this one. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Yes. One more time, my friends, into the breach we go. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I want to take this moment to make this announcement on this radio show. On the very same day that Rush Limbaugh passed away, a new media channel at Cloud TV for One America News Network was born called Mid America Media. And 3 Fridays ago, Mid America Media had approached me. And one of the things about radio personalities is that we're always told that we're always just chomping at the bit to get a chance at television. I was not one of those. I fully embraced my face for radio thingy. And still, despite that, I'd had a few knocks at the door regarding that. Nothing big, nothing of any major import. And therefore, I'd simply ignored them for the most part. But then One America News Network came a-knocking, and I believe it's March the 1st, Cloud TV will launch Mid-America Media, which right now, as it sits at Cloud TV, which is the One America News Network TV entity, for $9, I think you get 91 channels, and it's all absolute resolute conservatism there, being blown out there, possibly except with the exception of the QVC, which is also there. And my day-to-day radio show, Lock and Load with Bill Frady, also becomes a TV show on that day. So a lot of the same things that I do here, I'll be doing there, except with video. I don't know if that's good or bad. Only you can make that decision. So stay tuned to that. It's Cloud TV, KLOWDTV.com. The mayors of Louisville, Chicago, L.A., and Baltimore are calling on the Biden administration to get to work on the gun control agenda, writing in a new op-ed at CNN that the president should wait for Congress and should instead start issuing executive orders dealing with firearms. Completely ignoring. Now we're back in the realm of where the Constitution is a living, breathing document. It's interesting that it's Louisville, Chicago, L.A., and Baltimore. Louisville, which is the latest crazy town. Mayors Greg Fisher, Lori Lightfoot, Eric Garcetti, and Brandon Scott all represent cities with sky-high crime rates, though Baltimore's actually has declined slightly in 2020 from 2019. But the officials seem to be just as concerned about the growing number of legal gun owners as they are with the rise in violent crime in their cities. Now, the pandemic, interestingly enough, has led to more crime. Even though you walk around and you're in certain of these inner city areas like New York, where it looks like it's, you know, a set piece from Night of the Comet, crime has gone up. So, reducing the harm of the pandemic must also include saving lives from gun violence, and the federal government must work hand in hand with mayors to get it done. So they're right. Anyway, fortunately, there are several ways the new administration could help. To begin, the administration should create a gun violence prevention task force to coordinate efforts across every corner of the administration and every city in the country. We need to reimagine and reinvigorate the federal response to gun violence, and that will take an all-hands approach. From there, Biden can sign a series of executive orders to begin the real work of addressing gun violence in our cities. This means immediately prioritizing the existing public safety grant programs that support our community-based violence intervention organizations, whose life-saving work has been underfunded during the pandemic. It means stopping the flow of illegal guns into our communities by reforming how guns are sold, publishing data on the sources of guns used in crimes, and strengthening the background check system. It means helping provide access to modern technology that will assist in solving gun crimes and providing information about where illegal guns are coming from. And it means getting ahead of one of the faster-growing gun safety issues by eliminating the market for one of the new guns of choice of criminals, ghost guns. Untraceable, do-it-yourself weapons that can be sold without a background check, no questions asked. By the way, mayors, in a criminal enterprise, no questions are asked anyway. Whether it's a ghost gun, a living gun, an aborted gun, I mean, whatever you want to append to it, they're not out there. Criminals, you know, it's beyond logic. I'm not opposed to every one of the demands from these mayors, not entirely. Investing in a proven violence intervention program is a very good idea because these programs, at least the most successful ones, are designed to focus on the most likely and prolific offenders in any given community, which is the goal. The gun, you know, getting out there and saying, we're going to stop crime by getting rid of the tools the criminals use. Well, what about the criminals? What are you going to do about them? Because the criminals are the problem. This is the same issue that comes up with the red flag laws, in my mind. With the red flag law, if you're deemed by someone to be potentially dangerous, they come in, no due process whatsoever. They take your guns because you've been deemed potentially dangerous. Now, if I'm truly dangerous, that, you know, you just missed the boat because the guns were never going to get up and go out and get in the car and go to where my intended victim would be. By themselves, I am. So, you've taken my guns from me. That doesn't mean I can't steal another gun. That doesn't mean I can't use a steak knife or a bowie knife or a chainsaw or stick somebody's head in a tub. I'm the dangerous entity, not the gun. The gun has no moral compass. It has no feelings. It has no rationale. It has no consciousness. I'm the dangerous party. Now, those really good, successful programs that actually target criminals and try to reform them, make them malleable, if that's all the mayors were demanding, targeting those guys, that would be one thing. But most of their ideas still involve creating new crimes that are aimed at legal gun owners and not violent criminals. What kind of reforms are we talking about for gun sales, for example? There's already plenty of laws on the books that prohibit convicted felons. Other prohibited persons from acquiring a gun, but now the mayors want to make it more difficult for people to legally exercise their Second Amendment right. Then there's the issue of ghost guns. You can take a gun that already has a serial number on it and file it off. Guess what it becomes? A ghost gun. The difference is that when you do that, you actually are that's committing a crime, too. Which, to a criminal, you think that matters? It is far easier to go steal a gun and file off that serial number than it is to get out there and, take it 80% lower and cut it exactly the right way to where it works. Ghost gun is a very scary term created by anti-gun activists to describe home-built firearms, which are legal. As long as you're legally allowed to possess a firearm, if you can pass a background check, you can have a ghost gun. The mayors are all invested in the idea of changing the federal law and definition of a firearm contained within the Gun Control Act of 68. But the bottom line is that you have two simultaneous crises, COVID-19 and gun violence. They formed a perfect storm in the city, stretching them to unacceptable limits and leaving too many people dead or harmed in their wake. The mayor said, "We're doing everything we can to address these colliding crises, but we can't do it alone." It's telling that the mayors completely ignore their own complicity in the violence that swept across their cities. The COVID epidemic and the staggering increase in violent crimes are related, but have nothing to do with the record high number of gun sales to law-abiding citizens. These cities where the crime is going up due to the COVID pandemic, they also have closed courts, fewer arrests, and, that emboldens violent criminals. They get a good reason to believe they can get away with their crime. With homicide and non-fatal shooting clearance rates below 50%, half the time they're right, so they can really avoid consequences for their violent actions. And then there's the calls to defund police, which some of these mayors are just as guilty of as anybody else. And, they've done that in L.A. They've done that, I think, in Chicago to a degree. So executive orders that infringe on the rights of law-abiding citizens are not going to make Chicago, Louisville, L.A., Baltimore, anywhere safer. They should focus on identifying and stopping the violent offenders instead of trying to stifle your Second Amendment right. Without a doubt, you exercising the Second Amendment right at the very least makes your situation safer. Back again next week. Between now and then, remember this. Keep your heads up. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stock boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.